Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Oh,
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First of all, God is the head of my life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and trust me, I am super excited about Prophetess Roland coming on this morning to deliver the word from God that he gave her. The scripture for this morning is Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is confidence in things what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Again, Romans 11 and 1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Father, God, I ask you to come on this morning. Have your way on this morning. Let the ones that need to hear, hear. The ones that's coming in, let them hear as well. For God, we ask you to continue to guide us in the right direction. Continue to cover us with your blood. And we know that the weapon may form, but it will not prosper. As long as we continue to stand on your word and take it one day at a time, it will get better. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Just want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in, of course. The United States, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, Netherlands, Italy, France, Romania, Thailand, Hungary, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, and United Kingdom. We know that you can't openly praise God on that side of the globe. But listen at this. We are praying and interceding for you over here. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, that's the first thing the enemy will make you think is you're fighting alone. But your sisters and brothers on this side are fighting for you. Don't give up. Don't fold. Keep pushing through. God is a way maker all the time, not sometimes. I know the storm is there and it looks a little rough, but look at this. God did it just for you and I. So don't give up. It's a reason you're still here. It's a reason you went through all that hell and torment. It's a reason. Your testimony, I'm going to say this again, can save someone's life. Nobody's perfect. Nobody. But we know one person that is perfect. And he hung, bled, and died on Calvary for you and I. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, remember, this is a no-judgment zone. We are not on here to judge you, but we're on here to encourage, inspire, and push you where you need to be pushed. It's birthing time. I've been saying this for months. It is birthing time. Men and women of God, stand up, get a position, and know that God is waiting for you to say yes. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Say yes. Will your spirit still say yes? There is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? say yes. If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? Tell the Lord yes.
Yes.
See yes.
Yes.
Yes. Say I'll obey
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I walk straight
yes.
Jesus. But this time I'm made. Do my will, to do my will.
There is more.
choir of thee. There is more, so much more, so much more. He said, seek my face. He says, sing my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Just say yes. What a beautiful, beautiful song. Well, I'm going to present the psalm and introduce to others, not other than the phenomenal woman of God. And let me tell you, get your pen and paper together. She has a word from the Lord just for you. No judgment zone. This is deliver the word and help you get where you need to be in the body of Christ. Again, I present the psalm and introduce to others, none other than Prophetess Natalie. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. I am so grateful. I am blessed. I am highly favored. I thank the Lord that I am here and woke up this morning and started a new day. God gave me another chance.
Yes, indeed.
That's how I
am
this morning.
Well, I'm going to mute. I'm ready to eat this morning, so I'm going to mute. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you like I know he will.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Prophetess. I'm going to read the scripture that God wants us to go by. And it's in John 15, verse 15. And God gave me a lot of things because, number one, he is talking to me on this. And when I minister to people, I point that finger back at me. You know, I don't point fingers at people, but I minister to people. But I, number one, point fingers at me to hear what God is saying to me so I can be able to help others through the testimonies that I've been through and the things that God has put on my heart to share. So I'm coming out of John 15, verse 15. And it says, I do not call you servant any longer. Because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. So we all know what servant is. And that's too whenever you're working on your job and you have to serve. And a lot of times, even though we know our jobs, but we don't actually know what the employer wants us to do. And there's times in our life, too, that when God, we servants from God, but he wants us to serve him. And there's a lot of times we don't know what God wants us to do until we get in our word, till we understand what he's saying, what trusting and believing in him, in his word, that we can understand what he's saying for us to do. That's what servant is. But when Jesus is saying that he's not going to call us that, he calls us friend, because when we're friends with somebody, what is the best friend that you have? Somebody that you can really, really trust. Now, everybody ain't your friend, but the number one friend is Jesus Christ. You could talk to Jesus. You could trust in him, and he's going to let you know everything that God has for you. That's what he's saying in this scripture. So what I'm coming to you today to let you know that what God is saying to me is that he wants us to trust him. He wants us to have faith in him. A lot of times, there's times in my life that I did not trust God. Not because I didn't want to, because I doubted. And doubt is fear, and God do not want us to doubt, and he do not want us to fear. He wants us to totally, totally trust in him. And the number one thing he told me to say is that we have to love. in order to trust him, we have to love him. And we have to put him first. So I'm going to read this scripture that a lot everybody knows. But it's something that God was sharing to me this morning whenever I was talking. So y'all just forgive me. I'm a little nervous, but just forgive me. I'm going to go into Matthew chapter 14, and I'm going to start in 29. And there's some things that God too wants me to tell you, some things in my testimony that's going to really open up to let you guys know what God is really saying. Okay, so I'm going to read chapter 14, verse 29. It says, he said, come. So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and he came towards Jesus. But when he noticed a strong wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and called him, saying to him, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Then they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Now, because Peter took his eyes off of God, he trusted him for a minute. He trusted Jesus for a minute. But when he started walking and then he seen the wind blowing, what did he do? He took his eyes off. But isn't that what we do in the midst of the storm or the midst of the test that God has for our life? We do that all the time. I know I do that every time. I know I'd be like, God, and I was born and raised a Christian. And I know that I know that I know what God has done in my life. I was homeless about 10 months ago. And I had a car wreck. I'm a hospice caregiver, and I had a bad car wreck. So 2 years after that, God told me to get off my job. Well, I trusted God because I kept telling him I can't do it no more. My body's hurting. The doctors are not doing anything for me. God, I need you. I need you now. So God put it in my heart to say this. So what did I have to do? I had to trust him that he knew what he was doing. So once I trusted him, I got off my job. When I talked to my bosses and told them that I needed to put a 2 weeks notice in. I want y'all to listen. You got to make sure God is telling you, because don't just say, God told me to get off and he didn't supply your needs. That's when you know that God didn't tell you that. Not saying that you didn't hear it, but it wasn't from God. You got to know that you know that you know that that is God talking to you, because God is not going to tell you to get off your job and not supply. He supplied everything. He took care of my rent. Food was coming in every day. I had to get on food stamps. I wanted to work, but I was hurt so bad I couldn't work. I had to totally trust in him. There was things that I needed, and I sit there and pray, and the next minute that I prayed, somebody sent me money. I didn't have to call nobody. I didn't have to cry to nobody. I trusted totally in him. I served him. I got in. I was on this app. I ministered to people. I prayed with people. I was happy. I was joyful. I could have cried, which I did. There was times I did cry. I'm not going to lie. But what I mean is cry to where I was in self-pity, where I made myself depressed, or not just giving up totally. God don't care about me. God don't love me. But I didn't. I trusted. Even people in my life that knew that I was going through this did not stop, didn't call to say, hey, are you doing okay? I trusted in God, and he sent the right people around me. I didn't get on the phone and start gossiping and talking about people. I got on the phone and started preaching to people, started ministering to people. God would send people to for me to help, and I didn't think about my situation. I thought about God. So who am I supposed to trust? My best friend, which is Jesus Christ. And that's what the scripture is talking about, trusting. God wants us to trust, number one. Number two, he wants us to have faith, total faith in him. All the time God will put testimonies. He will put trials and test us in the midst of our storm. He's going to let us see what's going to happen. So let me tell you what happened. When I was homeless because of this injury, I thought I was going to stay somewhere at my aunt's house. my aunt was like, well, I got my my grandson coming. So what I did, I was like, okay, so I don't know how long this is going to be. So I said, okay, I'm not going to get upset. My daughter said, Mom, you know you can come stay with her. I said, well, you're out of town. She rushed back in because she was on her way. I stayed with her. Right after that, everything started falling apart. My daughter got sick. She moved to Houston. My youngest girl wanted to go with her for vacation. They went to vacation, but they moved to Houston. I said, okay, you can go for the summer. Went there. They called me and said, Mama, we got COVID-19. My oldest girl had to go. I could have panicked, but I didn't. I said, okay, we're going to pray. My mom at the hospital. I said, okay. She couldn't hardly breathe. Her roommate almost died. My youngest girl had to stay there. She was like 16, 17. She had to stay there with the roommate's friend. She almost died. They took her to the hospital, so she was in Houston by herself. So when they called me and they said, Mama, we can't afford that. I can't afford that apartment because they left me the apartment in Oklahoma. I said, okay. She said, we want you to come here, but I need you. Here I am, broke down, but I didn't care. I wasn't worried about myself. I was thinking about my kids. I don't care how grown they are. I still was thinking about my kids. I went up there, still had faith, had to sleep in the car for 2 weeks. We had to DoorDash. Mind you, God told me to go to school, so I was online going to school all at the same time. Did I give up? No. Did I want to? Yes, I did. I wanted to give up on school and say, forget school. I got to get up here. No. God said, no, you don't. You better stay in school. So still making B's. I'm sitting up here doing my work. We did DoorDash just to get up there because my daughter and them couldn't help pay us to our ride to get up there. After we did DoorDash, had to stop at the libraries all every day, do our homework, sleep in the car. Finally, we made enough money. For 2 weeks, went to Houston. Everything was fine. My body broke down, couldn't walk, couldn't do nothing, had to keep going to the emergency room, was still trying to take care of my kids, but I still kept trusting. I still kept praising. Did I cry? Yes, but I still kept praying. I still kept trusting. I wanted to give up, but I still kept trusting, and I had faith, and I trust in God. So the whole time, we sat there, and I said, you guys, my daughter said, Mom, I don't know what's going to happen. I said, trust God, just trust her. Well, they were trying to kick us out, but they didn't give us eviction notice. So we were sitting there, and I was like, God noticed. I said, God, we didn't get eviction notice. He said, pray for the management. So my daughter left. They went to Maryland. Her and her friend went to Maryland because they wanted to try to get a job up there so they can bring us back. And we were scared, like, well, don't just leave us here. We was going to go back to Oklahoma, didn't have money. Then we started asking people. I didn't have people to ask. I didn't have friends to ask. God took all my friends away because I'm in the midst of on my journey to purpose, and that's one of my ministries that God gave me. But that's what I call it, journey to purpose. I was on my journey. I was on the plan that God had me on. So could I give up? Yeah, but I didn't. Could I lose faith? Yeah, but I didn't. I kept pushing. I stayed up half the night reading the word. We stayed in that apartment for 4 months, only seeing two people twice. They never put an eviction notice on our door. When we called them and asked them to just give us some time, they said, we told them that somebody came and brought a note to the door. They said they never sent nobody to the door, never sent a sheriff or nobody to the door. So I was like, man, God, what is that about? And they said, somebody came to your door with eviction. And we said, yeah, but it didn't really say eviction. So we didn't understand. And I was like, so I said, God, is this you telling us to keep praying, don't worry about it, keep praying? What are you trying to tell us? So long story short, I got money from my school, took the money, got us a car. My daughter said, Mom, y'all just come up here to Maryland. I was like, man, that's a 20-something hour ride. I said, okay. Mind y'all, we had 5 dogs. We should have got rid of them dogs, but my kids and the roommate loved dogs. So this SUV was packed. We drove up there. They still didn't know we were gone. We prayed. I fasted. My daughter was just so scared, you know, because she's used to us. And mind you, this had nothing to do with because didn't have no money or didn't have this or didn't have that. It was because it was my test. God says, I asked God, I said, God, what is going on? Never been homeless, never had to worry about being homeless. What's going on? He said, it's a test. You have to go through this. I was like, why me? God said, because you're stronger than what you think you are. So I said, okay, God. So I had to keep a face on for my daughter. There's times I did cry. I'm not ashamed to cry in front of my daughter. I want her to see that even though I'm a Christian, but we fall short of the glory of God. And so I was sitting there and I said, okay, God, I see what you're saying. He said, but this is for you and your kids. So we went, drove up to Maryland. Mind you, we was in this car. The thing broke down on us, but God still had us. They took the car. The car wasn't even registered. The people lied about the car, so they had to give us another car. We stayed in hotels. We stayed in the car. We DoorDashed in Maryland, know nothing about Maryland. We were scared, but we kept pushing. And I said, God, take this fear away from us. Me and my daughter, my 17-year-old, we were just going, just going. We didn't care. We was going in places that we didn't even know about. But God's hand, you guys, was on us the whole time because we did not lose faith. We didn't lose it. So we kept going, doing DoorDash, got into a hotel room. We had we went to this one hotel. They had sex trafficking, drugs, you name it, it was there. My youngest girl, she was so upset because she had to give her dog up because she has ADD, ADHD, so that really helps calm her down. So this guy kept trying to come around her. He tried to sex traffic. It didn't work. He kept trying to lure her. We gave him a puppy. It didn't work. The puppy yep, and the whole time because he knew that that man wasn't right. He kept on and on. My daughter went and took the dog one night out to the back to use the bathroom. She said, Mama, this man kept swarming around me three times. What was that about? God's shield, God's hand. He couldn't even get to my daughter at all because God, y'all, was there. I'm telling you, he was there. I've been a single mom all my life with two girls, and I've always trusted that. Did I lose a little faith? Yeah, I'm human, but did I keep pushing? I'm alive and well to tell it. This ain't just let me just tell y'all this to make myself look good. No, I want to help people. I want to help people to understand that the only way that you can live in this world, I don't care what anybody else say to you, is to trust and believe that God is going to do it. Now, I don't know who this is for, and there's several of y'all out there who's losing faith. Because you're going through the same thing that I'm going through. You went through the same thing or you're still in it. God is saying, trust him. You have to believe because you can't believe in the devil. You can't trust in the world. God put us in the world, but he said, don't be of the world. Every time we're of the world, what happened? Oh, yeah, it looks good. TV make it look good. People, your homegirls, your homeboys, your parents, if they're not Christians. Your family, if they're not Christians, but what happens when it all stops? What happens when it all stops? They fall. They can't get back up because they don't want to trust God, but they rather trust the world. We can't trust the world. The devil's running rampant all through our lives because we're trusting in something that is not real. Yeah, the devil's real, but his words is not. That fame and glory is not. Look around you. Look on the news. When you trust in God, yeah, he gives us trials and tribulations, of course. But he didn't say stop. He's right there. He said, okay, I'm going to see what my son's going to do. Okay, I'm going to see what my daughter's going to do. Once we take our eyes off of God, we fall every time. But he's right there with us. He said, get up. I didn't tell you that I'm going to leave you down there. You said that. You let the devil talk to you in your mind. So get up. What are you doing down there? I need you to trust me. I need you to have faith. I need you to believe in me. Understand that my words is real, that my words is true. I have to keep that in my mind, y'all, over and over and over, listening to the scriptures at night. Because I said, I am not fixing to lose faith. My daughter tried to kill herself doing this. I had to call the ambulance because she didn't know what this looked like. I had to make sure I was hurting my back, my knees. I have a sciatica nerve from the car wreck. I had whiplash. I have short-term memory. But I kept it. I trust in God. I could have failed. And I told my daughter, I said, God saved you. You got anointed on your life. God saved you. He's saving us. They could have snatched us up. God saved us. Those hotel rooms were so nasty, you could see blood everywhere because we was in the wrong place. But in God's eyes, we were in the right place because he wanted us to see, I got you. He showed me a vision where his hands was around the hotel room. And I said, God, this ain't nothing but you. How could anybody lose faith about God? I did at one point, but I kept going. I got back up. I said, nope, not on God watch. No, we going to push this. Took it to the hospital, and God was sending everybody to my daughter. He was sending us. The cops was like, what are y'all doing way from Oklahoma here? I said, a long story. God got us in a shelter, a women and children's shelter. Not just any shelter, minister to the director, got in there. Then she fold on us, but we prayed. God showed me, he said, fast. I messed up the fast. I was supposed to fast and didn't do it for 7 days. I messed up. Asked God to give me another chance. Because then I was watching around us how people were living, didn't trust in God, drugs, alcohol. And I'm not putting nobody down, trust me. But I lost faith right then. And I said, God, he said, see, this is what I wanted you to do, and you got to do it. And that's what we got to do. Whatever God tells you to do, don't lose heart. Have faith and trust in him that he's going to work this whole thing out. And when he did, he sent us home. I had to repent. I had to fast again. And I did it for 3 days. I said, okay, God, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to fast. And what I did, God got us out of there. It wasn't time yet because some things happened. I won't go into that yet because God don't want me to. It's not time. But we fast and they sent us home. But what did we do? We survived. Man, the devil was trying to kill us out there, both of us. But because I had faith for both of us, I stood in the gap for my children, and I stood in the gap for other people so I could tell this story because there's more to it. But you can survive. You have to understand that God is in control no matter what goes on, no matter what it looks like, what it smells like, what it tastes like. You can do it. You can survive. God said, taste and see what the Lord has made. Taste and see what God has. Stay away from the enemy. He don't care. He can make anything look good. You remember Jesus was standing on the mountain. He going to tell Jesus to follow him and say, you can have all of this. Jesus told him, no, get thee behind me. Satan, get up under my feet. Because what's going to happen? He going to dangle this stuff in the minute, and next thing you know, he going to kill him. God said the wages of sin is death. You can either be with Jesus, or you can be with the enemy, because the enemy don't care. Once he take his hands off of you, that's it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you the truth. There is a heaven and a hell. And we have to believe and trust in God that we are in the end times right now. Too much going around. Too much going on. So you have to have faith, and you have to trust in God. The third one is believe. You have to believe. No more doubting. Believe that God is real. No matter what anybody say, you have to believe. If Jesus can heal throughout this whole New Testament, he healed. There's testimonies in the Old Testament that talks about Joseph. When Joseph was, his brothers didn't trust him, didn't love him because he didn't do what he wanted to do, what he wanted them to do. Or what they want, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm getting mixed up. They were jealous of him because of his father. And what did they do? They sold him. But he had faith. And what happened at the end? He was the second command. Second command. And what did his brothers have to do? They had to bow down. God said, I'll make your enemies your footstool. And don't just use that scripture just because you want to make your enemies your footstool. No, God has to make your enemies your footstool. He said he would prepare a table before you in front of your enemies. So let God handle everything. Trust, love, trust, and believe. That's what God is saying. Love, trust, and believe. He's going to make everything all right. And that's all I have to say right now.
Amen. Amen. What a word on this morning. Trust God always, even when the storm is going rampant and it looks like you can't trust him, trust him always. Father God, give that which the Lord gave out to your people on today. Bless her tremendously for being obedient to your word and doing just what you called her to do on this morning. We ask you to bind the enemy up in the name of Jesus. Seasons of open doors for the woman of God.
You.
New place, new vehicle, new finances coming into the woman of God for her and her children.
Well,
we know that
she's
all the ones that open doors that no man can open but you.
Yes,
she needs to guide her and protect her and keep putting your loving arms around her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
How can the people contact you, Providence, if they want to hear a word from you or if they want to just connect with you or they want you to come speak? How can they connect with you?
Well, I'm on social media. I have a Facebook, and it's under Natalie Rowland. And if when you click on it, you'll see me in a black dress. I was at a church ball, so you can see me in a black after 9 to 5. You can go through IG, and it'll say Natalie Rowland. And also, I don't do much on TikTok, but me and a guy that God has me mentoring, and he's under me right now because of God. I'm on TikTok, and sometimes I get on there with him, and it's under Natalie Rowland. So you can get in touch with me on all three of the social medias. If you need any prayer, I'm a prayer warrior. It's not because of me. It's all because of God. I'm a prayer warrior, and trust me, when God uses me to pray, it will come to pass. And I'm not just saying that to get people to call me or anything. I love praying. I love helping people. I love guiding them in the right way, because when I didn't have that, after my grandmother raised me and after she passed away, I didn't have guidance. I gave my life to Christ, back to Christ when I was 30. We walked our grandmother's walk when we were younger. But when it came to mine, I didn't really know what to do. So God trained me. He ministered to me. He taught me everything. And so you can get in touch with me in that and those three social medias. And trust and believe, I will be there for you. I might not can be there physically, but I will be there. When I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there, because I know what it's like for people to say they're going to be there and they're not. So that's how you can get in touch with me.
That is amazing. Remember, people of God, if you want to connect with the woman of God, let me know. It's about kingdom business, kingdom building, and helping one another. Thank you so much for coming on, woman of God. I honor you for your persistence and for you not folding and giving up. Even through all the chaos for the past couple of days, you still kept your word to do what God called you to do. And you have a blessed and phenomenal day.
Thank you. You too. And thanks for having me.
Absolutely. See, I tell you, you have no idea what people are going through, but to continue to push through. Let me share something real quick before we go to a musical break. The woman of God where she lives, it was a storm hit. Lights been without lights since Sunday. Just got it back yesterday, and she still came on and did what the Lord told her to be. That's faith. That's persistence. That's holding on to God's loving hand and doing what she was called to do. Even though she was going through a storm by herself, my God, she still pushed through and did what the Lord told her to do. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
simple. You are the voice. We are your song. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe.
You know, we serve a God who makes ways out of no way. Just lift up a praise in this room. My back was against the wall, and it looked as if it was over. You, yeah, and we're standing here only because you made a way. I don't know how, but you did it. Don't know how, but you did it. Every voice said, I don't know how, but you did it. Don't know how. I don't know how, but you did it. Can you raise that up? Don't know how. I don't know how, but you did it. Hey! Say, I don't know how. I
don't know how, but you did it.
Raise it again. You move mountains, you cause walls to fall, and with your power, you perform miracles, and there is nothing, come on, that's impossible, and we're standing here only because you say you move mountains,
move mountains.
You cause walls to fall. When the doctor said no, he said yes. Is that your testimony? When the doctor said no, you say yes. Hey, I could have been dead, but you said not yet. Hey, I could have been dead, but he said not yet. Hey, he's a miracle worker.
You're a miracle worker.
Hey, and he's always
standing here. I'm standing here. And we're standing here only because said we're standing.
We're standing here only because you made.
We're standing.
And we're standing here only because
raise
you
it up.
Made.
And we're standing.
And we're standing here only because you made a way.
When the doctor said no,
no,
you said yes. When the doctor said no, you said yes. Say it. When the doctor said, what did he say? Say it again. When the doctor said, you, cause he's always making a way.
Always making a way.
Always making a way.
Always making a way.
Time after time. Always making
a way. Always making a way.
And we're standing here, say.
And we're standing here only because you made a way.
Amen, amen. I hope you guys enjoyed the show on this morning. Remember, if you need some blessed oil, it is absolutely free. Tell Apostle Kashima, I need some of the blessed oil. If you're here in Houston, we will meet you and give it to you. If not, I will definitely mail to you. It is free. It's not a miracle soap or rope. It's not miracle water. It's blessed oil in your faith and nights the oil. Don't give up, people of God. Keep pushing through. Know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. Have a blessed and phenomenal day.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room. And it's good for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it. So I'm gonna put a praise on.
So I'm gonna put a
This is the truth. I was ministering somewhere one night, Bishop, and y'all know I got a pretty praise. I've been in church all my life. I can control it. And the weight of glory fell so heavy on me, I started doing what we call a Baptist sit. But wait a minute, before I can think about it, the Lord said you just gave me a Christmas praise. I said, what in the world is that? He said, you know on Christmas, the parents pile all of the gifts under the tree, and you open them and you're like, oh, thank you, mama. Oh, thank you, mama. And then after all the gifts gone, they say, go out the door. And it's something out there major with a big red bow on it. And you forget about thank you, mama. And you just go, ah!